The resident presidents from the BBC.
Parmigiani.
Eh?
Parmigiani.
Well, I've never heard of him.
I'll give you a clue. Football.
Ah, Luigi Parmigiano. The famous footballer. Plays for Real Madrid.
No.
Manchester United?
Parmigiani is an object, not a person.
What, cheese? Spaghetti?
A valuable object.
A sports car?
Tick-tock, tick-tock.
Look, I give up, Kibakimad. What is a Parmigiani?
It's a very expensive watch.
Really?
They cost £18,000.
Now, that really is interesting. I mean, what do they do? Make you live longer?
No.
Make you run faster?
No.
Improve your love life?
Not as far as you know.
So, what's so special about them?
Well, let's say, if you're an important football administrator or a head of state, you are given one for free as a gift.
But for doing what?
For helping a country win their bid to host the World Cup. Perhaps.
And who's been handing out these watches?
The Brazilians, for one. Apparently, every visiting VIP and football official got a nice little package left in their hotel room with a Parmigiani in it. Goodness knows how many Parmigianis have been handed out by the Russians and Qataris to ensure their World Cup bids.
A bribe, you mean?
I think there's no other word for it, Olushambos.
Disgraceful.
Outrageous.
Horrendous.
Scandalous.
Shameless. And what I want to know is, why didn't I get one? It's an insult. Am I not important enough? Am I not worth bribing? Not that I would have accepted their Parmigiani, of course.
Of course.
I would have thrown it back in their faces and reported the matter immediately to FIFA boss. What's his name? Blatter. Now, there's a man of integrity. He would know how to deal with bribery and corruption.
Have you ever accepted a bribe, Olushambos?
Me?
Yes, you.
How dare you suggest such a thing?
So, when you travel around the country and people offer you a basket of fruit, an ornamental cutlass, a goat, a cow...
They are not bribes, Kibaki Mad. They're gifts. Don't you know the difference?
And if some member of parliament offers you $1,000 to be made a minister, what do you do?
Show him the door. It's pathetic.
Pathetic?
Doesn't he know what the going rate is? I'm aware what a minister can make in a year, employing relatives, dishing out contracts, $1,000. Who does he think I am? A beggar?
I'm looking at your wrists, Olushambos.
Oh, yes.
That watch.
Oh, yes, yes. A cheap, nasty thing. A gift from a mining company.
A Rolex, I think.
Oh, really? I never noticed. Are they expensive?
Can cost hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Is that right?
What's on your other wrist?
Well, no idea. Let's have a look. Philippe Patek. Is that expensive?
Could be worth even more than the Rolex.
Goodness me. And the fellow from the company trying to sell me a helicopter didn't even get the contract.
He must be cross.
Ah, silly fool. He should have known that I'm incorruptible.
Tune in next week for more resident presidents from the BBC. La ville de Barcelone, l'origine magique de Matantine, ouh, 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 ou